Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines, and we begin with troubling economic news as Chrysler reports that it is shutting down all manufacturing from December 19th until at least January 19th of next year. The automaker made the announcement on its website, blaming the continued lack of demand in the United States. Chrysler says it will keep production and dealer inventory aligned with U.S. market demand. The automaker says it has many willing buyers for Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge vehicles, but has been unable to sell those vehicles to consumers due to a lack of financing. Dealers say they have lost between 20 and 25% of their volume as a result of the credit situation. GM, Ford, and Chrysler, of course, have been working to get a multi-billion dollar bailout from the federal government, one which seems to be coming courtesy of the Bush administration, but there's been no timetable set for any sort of announcement on that front. Meanwhile, OPEC oil ministers on Wednesday agreed to cut production by more than 2 million barrels a day in an effort to prop up prices. But the price slide continued, with oil closing at $40.06 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. That's down $3.54 since Tuesday's close and brings us to the lowest price for crude oil in more than 4 years. Analysts attribute the decline to bigger-than-expected inventory numbers. The Energy Information Administration announced there are 525,000 barrels of crude stockpiled around the United States. Meanwhile, on Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow Jones losing 100 points to close the session at 88.24, the Nasdaq dropping 11 to close at 15.79. The broader S&P 500 fell 9 points to finish at 9.04. Elsewhere, the Illinois Supreme Court has turned aside a request from the state's attorney general to declare Governor Rod Blagojevich unfit to hold office. State Attorney General Lisa Madigan made the request in an attempt to remove the embattled governor from office. The court did not comment after issuing the orders. Blagojevich, of course, under fire for allegedly attempting to sell President-elect Barack Obama's U.S. Senate seat to the highest bidder and trying to allegedly extort the Chicago Tribune to fire editorial writers calling for his impeachment. Today, the special committee impaneled among state lawmakers to move forward with the impeachment process heard from Ed Jensen, the attorney for Governor Blagojevich. He was not looking to make friends with the committee. Instead, he said they are way out of line in doing what they're doing.
The fact of the matter is they made comments which shows they can't be fair. They made comments which shows that Rod Blagojevich cannot get a fair and impartial hearing of this committee.
Mr. Jensen also went head-to-head with Democratic lawmaker Barbara Flynn Curry, who chairs the special impeachment panel.
The introduction of this at this point in this case is illegal.
We are neither a state nor a federal court. We are not a court at all. We are a committee properly constituted of the Illinois House of Representatives.
Meanwhile, we could hear by the end of the week from Governor Blagojevich himself. Caught by a media crew heading between his vehicle and his home, Blagojevich said he's eager to talk to the press, but especially the public.
I can't wait to begin to tell my side of the story and to address you guys and, most importantly, the people of Illinois. That's who I'm dying to talk to. There's a time and place for everything. That day will soon be here, and you might know more about that today, maybe no later than tomorrow.
Meanwhile, President-elect Barack Obama is still being peppered with questions about the Blagojevich scandal, since it does center around Obama's vacant Senate seat. Obama says there's a lot of things he'd like to point out right now, but in deference to the U.S. attorney, he's not going to say anything until at least next week.
We are abiding by the request of the U.S. attorney's office, but it's not going to be that long. By next week, you guys will have the answers to all your questions.
Obama was in public today announcing two new members of his cabinet, assuming they're confirmed by the U.S. Senate. First up, Colorado Senator Ken Salazar to be the next Secretary of the Interior.
Ken's critical roles as well is going to be working with our energy team to make sure that we are using our natural resources in a sustainable way and developing the kind of energy independence that is so vital to our economy.
Salazar, who is a sitting senator from Colorado, is expected to face easy confirmation, and if confirmed, he'll be in charge of overseeing the vast public lands in the U.S. That will include mediating long-running disputes over logging, mining, and exploration of four energy resources. On the agricultural front, Obama is tapping former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack.
Tom will not only help ensure that rural America has a true partner in implementing the Farm Bill and pursuing agricultural research, but that Washington is looking out for everyone.
Meanwhile, it looks like a second Republican will be headed to the Obama cabinet. In addition to keeping Defense Secretary Bob Gates, Obama is expected to name retiring Illinois Republican Congressman Ray LaHood as the next Secretary of Transportation. The Bush administration says it is going above and beyond in helping the incoming Obama administration be ready to govern come day one. Deputy White House Press Secretary Tony Fratto says the Obama team has all the tools they need.
Given the fact that we're dealing with an unprecedented time, the country at war on two fronts, threats to the homeland, a major financial crisis, he wanted to make sure we're taking every step possible to ensure that the next administration is ready to go without a gap.
Still to come on Dateline Washington, tips for investors so you can avoid becoming a victim like those who invested with former NASDAQ boss Bernard Madoff. We'll explain why it's quite likely you haven't seen the last Bush running for president. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, the latest on the Blagojevich scandal in Illinois. Stay tuned.